Reish Masechta Yuma, Daf Mem Dalad, and we're going to begin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. So as we've been continuing with the Seder Hayoim, with the Kohen Gadol schedule on Yom Kippur, so Shachtai, now the Kohen Gadol shechts his par, the kibel b'mizrak as damai, and he catches the blood in a pan. The nice nailamish shemar spine, he gives it to someone who will keep on mixing it so that it shouldn't congeal. There's a machlaitis rishainim. We learned earlier in the Masechta when the Kohen Gadol shechted the carbon tamid, he only began the shechita. Somebody else did the miruach. Somebody else completed it. What is the situation by this carbon? Is it the same? That just like that carbon, the Kohen Gadol began, here too, Kohen Gadol begins and someone else finishes the shechita? Which some Rishonim explain. Others say that since our Mishnah does not say that that was the case, by this carbon, the Kohen Gadol completed the Shechita. The other Rishonim explain the reason the Mishnah doesn't say it is because, since we already mentioned it by the other carbon, by the carbon Talmud, it's no need to repeat it. So it had to be constantly mixed, the dam, so it shouldn't congeal, because the chatchila blood that congealed should not be used for Zrikas Adam. And it was left on al roivid revi'i shebehechel on the fourth, either the fourth row or the fourth bench. We'll talk about it more in the Gemara. Kadesh lo yikrush, that it shouldn't congeal. Not the machta. He then took a pan. For all the roish mizbeach, he goes to the top of the mizbeach. Upina gecholim eilich ve'eilich. He pushes away the coals. V'choytem and amucholis hapnimis. He takes out from the inside coals. Machlok is what the point was. Either the coals that are glowing or the coals that are already burnt. V'yoyrit v'nichal roi v'revish b'azorin. And he puts down those coals on the fourth row in the azor. Says the Mishnah. B'chol yom ha'yisachoyis b'shal kesef. Every day he used to pick up the coals with a silver shovel. U'ma'ara b'toich shalzov. And then pour it into a gold shovel. V'yoyim choyis b'shalzov. Today he uses a gold shovel. U'bo ha'yamachnes. And that was the shovel that he used to go into the Beis HaMikdash with. The Mefarshim say, we know that when the Kohen Gadol went into the Beis HaMikdash, he specifically didn't wear cold clothing. Because Ein Kategen Nasas HaNeger, not to remember the Chet HaEgel. So why here does he wear gold clothing? Does he use a gold shovel? So the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that Ein Kategen Nasas HaNeger is only relevant to clothing. Here we're not talking about clothing. Here we're talking about a shovel. But the Medrash has a different reason. The Medrash says, why didn't the Kohen Gadol wear clothing? Because the halacha is, we learned the Gemara already, that all the clothing the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur, he had to discard, he had to bury. So to go spend money on expensive clothing and wear it once and then discard, Tarech Chasam Amanim Shal Yisrael, we'll speak about it later. However, the shovel, he didn't have to bury. So they might as well use a gold shovel. Every day they used to take a shovel of four kavin, and then pour it into another shovel that was three kavin big. On Yom Kippur, he takes it with a shovel of three kavin, and that was the shovel that he actually carried into the kachet kachem to do the k'tayrus. Yossi disagrees. He says every day he picked it up with a shovel of six saw, of a saw, which is six kav, umara b'toch shloshes kav and pour into three kavim. Vayoyim, chois b'shloshes kavim, he uses a shovel three kavim, ubaha yamachnes, and that's the shovel that he actually carried in to the kotche kotche. V'chol yom ha'isa kveida, every day the shovel was heavy, vayoyim kala, today was lighter. V'chol yom ha'isa yada k'tzara, every day it had a short handle. Vayoyim harucha, today was longer, as the Gemara will explain, because chulsha the Kohen Gadol, we're concerned that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't get tired or was tired, so we made a long handle that he could carry under his arm, and it'd be easier for him to carry it in. B'chol yoyim ha'isa zahav yorok, every day was yellow gold. Vayoyim edoyim, today it was red gold, either because red gold is a better quality gold, or because red gold, it looks like the blood, the dam of the kabbanis, which so many kabbanis are brought on Yom Kippur. Divrei Rebbe Menachem. B'chol yoyim, every day, Makar b'shachris, pras b'shachris, pras b'nabayim. Every day the Kohen brings k'tiris, a portion in the morning, the portion in the afternoon. Hayoyim, on Yom Kippur, Maisiv m'loy chofnav, he has to bring, besides those two portions of k'tiris, he has to bring a handful for the kach ha-kachim. There's a machlokes rishonim that all these special dinim that our Mishnah taught us about the k'tiris, were those dinim said only on the k'tiris, the special Yom Kippur k'tiris, but the other k'tiris was brought on Yom Kippur like it's brought the rest of the year, or perhaps all the k'tiris brought on Yom Kippur, even the regular k'tiris that's brought in the morning and afternoon, was treated differently with all these various halachas. B'chayim ha'isadaka, every day they were careful that the k'tiris should be finely ground. V'yoyim dakim ha'adaka, today it should be super fine. I'm first going to explain two reasons. One reason is Yom Kippur represents the day that we do tshuva on Aveira. So Aveira, that's a big Aveira, person remembers, a person realizes that he has to do tshuva. It's the small Aveiras that people don't remember, or people don't think that they have to do tshuva. So we bring dakim and adaki, even the small fine things. Remember, for every act we have to remember that we have to do tshuva. The other Mefarshim explained, as we will learn soon in the Gemara, the K'tiris was mechaper on the Aveira of Lashon Hara. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is that not only do you have to do tshuva for Chas V'Shalom saying Lashon Hara, but even for Avak Lashon Hara, which a person doesn't necessarily recognize is Lashon Hara and isn't full-fledged Lashon Hara, Daka and Adaka. You have to do tshuva for that Lashon Hara also. B'chol Yom Kohanim Oilim B'mizrachas Shel Keves, every time when the Kohen goes up the ramp, he walks up the east side, V'yoyed B'meravim walk and comes down the west side. Because as the Gemara will explain, the halacha is, we learned this, Kol Pinashat Tepayin Alayhei Al Yamin. Whenever somebody makes a turn, he should make a right turn. So if you walk up on the east side, on the right side of the ramp, so you're right by the right side, and you make that right turn, walk around the Mizbeach, and then come down on the west side. That's what's done normally. V'hayoyim B'ra Yom Kippur, K'angol Oyle B'emtza, he walks up the middle of the ramp, V'yoyed B'emtza. He walks down the middle to show that he is a ben bayis, that who the Kohen Gadol, whose statue is, and he's so close to Hashem. Interestingly enough, the Yerushalmi says, and the Bach quotes that Yerushalmi, that when the Kohen, not only does the Kohen Gadol walk up the middle of the ramp for that covered, but even the people that walk along with the Kohen Gadol, we spoke about the Skan on his right, the Beis Av on his left, they also walk along with him up the middle of the Keves. Yudaimer la'olam, not just on Yom Kippur, but always Kohen Gadol oyle be'emtza v'yoyed be'emtza, goes up the middle and down the middle. B'chol yoyim, every day Kohen Gadol mekadesh yadav v'raglav min hakir. We know the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim has to be done, so it's usually done from the kir. V'yoyim min hakitn shelzov, today he had a special gold basin from which to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Yudaimer la'olam Kohen Gadol mekadesh yadav v'raglav min hakitn shelzov, he always uses a gold basin. B'chol yoyim, every day Hayisham Abba Marachas, there were four places where there was fire. Vayoyim Chomish and Yom Kippur five. Divrei Rameyim. Vayoyis Yomer B'chol Yom Shalosh, every day three. Vayoyim Arba and today four. Vayudaim B'chol Yom Shtaim, every day two. Vayoyim Shalosh and today three. We'll speak about that more in the next year.
All these halachas are ma'akim.
We'll speak about it in the next year. Ask the Gemara. Here it says that in the beginning of the Mishnah it says the Kohen Gadol shechted the par, and where did he leave the blood? He left the blood on the fourth row in the Heichal. Ask the Gemara, V'ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, and we spoke about it, V'chol Adam lo yiva el mayed. Nobody's allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol is doing his Avodah. So how could you have somebody sitting in the Beis HaMikdash mishing the blood that it shouldn't congeal when the Kohen Gadol is going in with the Ketairis? Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda answers, T'ni shel Heichal. You're right. It doesn't mean that it was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was outside, the fourth row from outside. So the Mefarshim speak at length here. Here we're saying that it was from the fourth row outside. Even though it says in the Beis HaMikdash, it really was outside the Beis HaMikdash. The next case of the Mishnah said that we put the pan down of the coals on the fourth row. But there it's called the fourth row of the Azara. So are these two places indeed the same place? And if they are indeed the same place, why are they called different names in the Mishnah? So there are a few approaches in the Mefarshim. One approach is that it was in the fourth row, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but we know, and we'll speak about it later, there was an Ulam before the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the blood was put. However, the coals were left outside in the Azara. Another pshat is that our Mishnah is talking about the fourth row counting from the Heichal into the Azara. The other pan was put fourth row counting from the Mizbeach towards the Beis HaMikdash, but they aren't one in the same row. There were more than eight rows, so you don't end up in the same place. Another pshat is that they were indeed the same place. Why they call different names? Because it's a question of perspective. This you're counting from the Heichal, and this you're counting from the Zorah, but they're indeed the same. Tan Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, V'chol Adam lo yir ba'el moed. Nobody's allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol goes in to do his Avodah. Yochel afilu ba'azorah. You would think that even the Azorah, no one may be when he goes in to do the Avodah. Tamalayim be'el moed. Only in the Oil Moed it's prohibited. So there's a very big question that the Rishonim ask. The halach is the beer reconis. You're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash for no reason. You're only allowed to go in there to do an avoida. So nobody was doing any avoida when the Kohen Gadol was doing the Ketores. So obviously no one's allowed to be in there. So why did the Pasuk have to tell us that nobody should be in there? So some Rishonim answer that a Kohen was allowed to go in Beis HaMikdash l'shtachavos, to bow down to Hashem. And the Pasuk is saying that even though he's allowed to go in to bow, now don't go bow. Another teretz given is that a Kohen is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash for no reason, only if he enters through the front door. But let's say he goes through the roof or through a tunnel, he may, even for no reason. The Pasuk is saying that even though you're allowed to enter for no reason, if you don't go through the front door, when the Kohen goes doing the Ketores, he's not allowed to go in. But then I saw another pshat, a very beautiful pshat, because there's really two other questions to ask. We learned, the Gemara says, even Malachim are not allowed to be in there when the Kohen Gadol goes to Avodah. So the question is, the Torah wasn't written for Malachim. The Torah was written for people. So the Torah has to tell us that a Malach is not allowed to be in there. Also, when you look in the Chinuch, and you look in the Rambam, they don't bring down this Gemara as a mitzvah, that nobody's allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol goes in. Why not? It's explicit Gemara. The answer is, the Isser of going into the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Ketores is not a din in going into the Beis HaMikdash when you're allowed to go in or you're not allowed to go in. It's a din in the Ketores. In order for the Ketores to be considered that it was done properly, no one is allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash at that time. Even a Malach. It has nothing to do with a person. It has to do with the Ketores. If you want the Ketores to be considered done right, no one, including a Malach, should be in there. And that's why the Rambam and the Chinuch don't bring it down. Because they already speak about doing the Ketores right, and this is part of doing the Ketores. Only El Balamoy continues the Gemara. This is only in the Malamoy Midbar. Shiloh Beis Alamim Minayim. How do we know that the Shiloh, where the Beis Mikdash was after the Midbar, or in the Beis Mikdash, how do we know? Tamaloyim B'Kodesh. So Tosfos asks, why do I need a separate pasuk for the Beis HaMikdash and for Shiloh? What's the difference? So Tosfos says, if I only spoke about the Beis HaMikdash, I would say that the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is there forever. That's why we know the halacha is, the one even nowadays is not allowed to walk into the Makom HaMikdash. But Shiloh, which the Kedusha didn't remain forever, I would say the halacha doesn't apply. On the other hand, if the Gemara only mentioned Shiloh, I would think Shiloh had a special, unique factor that it was anointed with the Shemen HaMishkah. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't anointed with the Shemen HaMishkah. So I think perhaps only Shiloh, not the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara mentions both. Ask the Mefarshim, what about we know that the Mishkah was also in Noiv V'Givon? Why isn't it mentioned in the Gemara? So the Mefarshim say, the Noiv and Givon are really the same as Shiloh. Another teretz given is that Noiv and Givon don't have this halacha. Since the Aron HaKodesh wasn't present in Noiv and Givon, the halacha that no one's allowed to be inside when the Kohen does the Avodah doesn't apply there. Only Ella B'Shas HaKtara. I would only say when the Ketorah is taking place, no one's allowed to be in there. B'Shas Matan Damim Minayin. How do you know when the blood is being sprinkled from the soil Hashem, from the power, also has the same din? Tamaloymer b'vayi l'chapa, when he's doing anything which causes kapara. Only el b'knisosai, I would only know when he goes in. B'yitziosai minayin, how do you know till he comes out? Tamaloyma atzeisai. So some of us say, the word, it should have just said, b'vayi b'kodesh, why did the Torah have to say atzeisai? To teach us until he leaves. The Rambam, the Malbim explains, it would have been enough to say, b'tzeisai. What does it say? Atzeisai. To teach us until the Kohen Gadol exits. V'chipa ba'adoy ba'adbeisu ba'ad kol Yisrael, says the Pasuk, says the Gemara, Rosoi kademz l'kaparas beisoi, his kapar goes first. Kaparas beisoi kademz l'kaparas achav. His family goes before other kahanim. Kaparas achav kahanim kademz l'kaparas kol Yisrael, goes before the rest of Klal Yisrael. So Evan Shloima asks a gevaldige kasha. Yesterday, the last Gemara we learned, we explained that why does the Kohen Gadol first say vidui for himself and then vidui for everybody else? Because mutav shiyav zakai, he should be completely absolved and then for everybody else. I asked Evan Shloimeh, why do I need that whole svara? Now we say it's a pasuk. V'chipa ba'adi ba'ad beis ba'ad klal Yisrael. So what do I need yesterday's Gemara with a svara when I have an open pasuk? So he says a beautiful teretz. He says, if I only had this pasuk, I would say one vidui is enough. Just in that vidui, what's the order to follow? First speak about yourself, then speak about the rest of the kohanim, then speak about Klal Yisrael. Yesterday's Gemara teaches us that not only should this order be followed, but there should be separate viduyim. First say one vidui for yourself, then a separate vidui for the other kohanim, and then a third separate vidui for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Amamar. Only El B'Shas K'Torah. So the Brisa we just learned says that I would think only B'Shas K'Torah no one's allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. But not other times. My Mashma. What would I think is only by K'Torah should have this unique din? Amar Rav V'Chen Amar Rav Yitzchak B'Avdim V'Chen Amar Rav Elazar Amar Kra V'Chipa B'Adoy B'Ad Beis B'Ad Kal Yisrael. There's a Kapara that works for all of everybody. Eza kapara sheshavaloi ulebeisoi ulech vakahanim ukol kal Yisrael. Which act works for everybody? Have oimer zak taras k'tayrus. The taras is the kapara for everybody. So I would perhaps think that the din that nobody's allowed to be in the base of mikdash is limited to k'tayrus. Ask the Gemara v'chaparus mechaparus is k'tayrus a kapara? Says Gemara in the Tani Rav Chananya. Lamadnu l'ktaris m'shechaperis. We learned that the ktaris has the ability to mechaper. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yiten es ktaris. Aaron gave the ktaris v'chaper es alam. We just learned this not long ago after the story of Korach. What brought a kapar for Klal Yisrael? The ktaris. V'tana d'veir v'shmol. Ama ktaris mechaperis. Which what aveir does the ktaris work for? A loshon hara. For Lashon Hara. Because Yovai Dovish B'chashai, let the avoid that's done quietly, because it's done in the Kodesh Kedoshim, where no one else is there. V'chapa Masa Chashai, it should bring a kapara for Lashon Hara, which is also said quietly. So the Gemara explains that there's two types of Lashon Hara. There's Lashon Hara that's said publicly. That Lashon Hara, the Me'il, that the Kohen Gadol wore is Mechaper, that's why it had bells on it. Lashon Hara that was said out loud, the Me'il was Mechaper. The Lashon Hara that said quietly, that the K'tayrus, which is done quietly, works for. Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, what makes the K'tayrus more of a quiet Melacha than the Matan Dam? When they spritz the Dam, the Kachim Kachim, nobody else was there either. So why is this considered more quiet than that? So he says, the answer is, because as we know, we daven on Yom Kippur and we'll learn the Gemara, when they used to sprinkle the blood, they used to count, Vayamayna, achas, achas, achas. When they did the k'tayrus, there was no counting. So that's why it's quieter. Another teretz that's given. The k'tayrus, the Torah never explicitly says what it's mechaper for. We know, because we learned the Gemara. For the carbon, it says what it's mechaper for. So it's considered chashoy. Then the Sfas Emes asks, we're saying that how do we know that the Torah says Mechapa and Lashon Hara? Because from the story of Korach. Ask the Sfas Emes, by Korach, Korach wasn't quiet. Everybody knew that he spoke Lashon Hara. So why do we consider that quiet Lashon Hara? So he says, besides what Korach did publicly, there was an element of instigation that was done quietly, that was done not overtly, that he also did. And that was what they needed the Ketores to be mechaper on. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us, look at the Aver of Lashon Hara. The most significant, as we learn, and we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem, the most significant avoid the Doran Yom Kippur was the Ketores and the Kachi Kachim. Which Avera is the Avera that is most concerned with? Lashon Hara. We have to have a kapara for Lashon Hara. But he asks a kasha. He says, we know, we'll also learn in Mitzvah Shem and this Masechta, the Aloch is like this. Averis that are ben Adam Lamakam, so Yom Kippur, Tshuva, whatever, the Gemara will explain, bring the kapara. Averis ben Adam L'chaveroi, it's nothing to do with necessarily with Yom Kippur. If I did something to you, if I spoke Lashon Hara to you, I have to ask you for Mechila, you have to forgive me. So what's the Ketores help for Lashon Hara? So he answers, from here we see that in Lashon Hara is not only an Avera ben Adam L'chaveroi. Lashon Hara is also an Avera ben Adam L'makayim. Because we're breaking down the society that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We're not living the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live. And besides that, I have to get my friend to forgive me if I spoke Chas V'Shalom Lashon Hara about him. I need to deal with God also. Tanan Hossam. We learned in the Mishnah Masechta Kehilah. The Mishnah says, Parshim, they have to separate themselves Mebeina Ulam and Mizbeach from the area, from the 22 Amis, which are between the Ulam and Mizbeach, B'Shas HaKtorah, when the Kohen Gadol does HaKtorah. Amr Rebbe Lazar says on this Mishnah, Rebbe Lazar, Lo Shanal B'Shas HaKtorah D'Heichol, as we explained when we learned in the Mishnah. The Kohen Gadol does two types of Ketores on Yom Kippur. There's the regular Ketores, which is done in the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's a special Ketores that's done in the Kachi Kachi. Says Rebbe Lazar, when does everybody have to remove themselves from the area ben ulam mizbeach when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Ketores and the Heichel? Lo yishanal b'shas haketorah d'heichel, av b'shas haketorah d'lefnai lefnim, when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Ketores in the Kachi Kachim, meheichel parshi, nobody's allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash, however ben mizbeach loy parshi, the area between the ulam mizbeach they could be. Ask the Gemara on Rebbe Lazar's psak, Masav Rav Ad Barahava, Vamalei Kedi. Some say Kedi means that was the name of a person. Others say Kedi means that it's not attributed to any specific person. It says in a brisa, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Shem Sheparshim and Ulam Mizbeach B'Shas HaKtorah. Just like you have to separate yourself from the Ulam the Mizbeach when he does Ketores, Kach Parshim B'Shas Matan Par Kol Mashiach. So too you have to separate yourself from that area. If a Kohen does an Avera or says a Psak that's incorrect, he has to bring a special power. A power helm Dovish Tzibur is if the Sanhedrin gives an incorrect Psak. Sira Avedis Kacham is the Sanhedrin gives an incorrect Psak regarding Avedis Zorah. Continues the Braisa. Ma Malo, makes it different? What is more significant? The area Bein Ahechel Bein Ulam Mizbeach. From the Heichel, you're not allowed to be not only by Ketores, but even when they do Avoida with Dam. In that area, you have to remove yourself when a Ketores takes place. What is this Bryce ostensibly saying? That when a Ketores is taking place, you're not allowed to be in the area Ben Ulam Mizbeach. What Ketores? My love, b'shas haktorah l'fnai l'fnim, when the ketores of the Kachi Kedoshim are taking place. And what does this brisa say? That even during that ketorah of l'fnai l'fnim, no one is allowed to be in the area of Bein Ulam L'mizbeach. But didn't Rebbe Lazar just tell us that only during that ketorah in the Heichel, no one is allowed to be in the area of Bein Ulam L'mizbeach? But during the time when the Ketores is taking place, l'fnai l'fnim, l'kotche kotchim, you are allowed to be in the area Bein Ulam L'mizbeach. So what's Rebbe Lazar going to do with this braisa? Says the Gemara, loy. What the braisa means is b'shas haketorah d'heichel. Only when the Ketores is taking place in the Heichel may no one be in the area Bein Ulam L'mizbeach. When the Ketores is taking place, l'fnai l'fnim, you are allowed to be there. Asterisk for, why didn't Chazal make a gzeira that even when a Ketores is taking place, l'fnai l'fnim, you're now going to be in the area Bein Ulam L'mizbeach? So he says three answers. One answer, he says, is that this, that you're not allowed to be there, is a gzeira. Since the area from the Kotche Kotchen to Ben Ulam Lozbech, there's a lot of space in between. There's the Heichol, there's the Ulam. So there's such a big distance, we're not worried that somebody's going to go all the way from the Ulam Lozbech to the Kotche Kotchen. Another terrace he gives is, everybody knows what the Kotche Kotchen is. So everybody realizes that when the Kohen goes in the Kotche Kotchen, we have to stay away. So even if we let him be in the Ulam Lozbech, he won't go to the Kotche Kotchen. And the third terrace given is just the opposite approach. As we've been learning so many times, there was a concern that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be at Tzedaki and not act improperly in the Kotche Kotchen. So we keep people in the area of Ben Ulam Lozbeach that the Kohen Gadol should think we're watching him and not do anything incorrectly. So now we're explaining the Braisa that in the area of Ben Ulam Lozbeach, you're allowed to be Bishas Haktara in the Kotche Kotchen, not Bishas Haktara in the Heichal. Ahacha asked the Gemara if that's the way to understand this Braisa, Hamam Mala. What does the Braisa mean when it says that the Pirish Bishas Haktara? Vesu Loi, and there's no other advantages. According to what you're explaining, there are other distinctions. Ha'ika Hamala. There'll be another distinction. What will be the distinction? Deal Mahechal Pashi, Ben Bishas Haktara Dada, Ben Bishas Haktara Lefnai Lefnim. In the Beis HaMikdash proper, you're not allowed to be, whether the Akhtar is taking place in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Kotche Kotchen. Vilum Ben Ulam Mizbeach, in the area Ben Ulam Mizbeach, like Pash El B'Shas Akhtar Dehechel. So if this is the Halacha, as Rabbi Elazar is explaining, and he's saying that that's what the Braisa means, so why does the Braisa not say it? Says the Gemara, HaKtani, that is what the Braisa means. El B'Shahor, when the Braisa says, Shebehechel Parshim, Ben B'Shas Akhtar, or Ben Shloi B'Shas Akhtar, what the Braisa means is whether the Akhtar is taking place in the Beis HaMikdash or whether it's taking place in the Kotche Kotchim or Bein HaUlam Mizbeach. What the Braisa means to say is Ein Parshim El B'Shas Haktarah, when the Akhtar is taking place in the Beis HaMikdash but not in the Kotche Kotchim. Says the Gemara, but if this is the way to understand the Braisa is ignoring one more distinction. Vika Hamal, there is one more distinction. Deal a Heichel Parshi. From the Heichel, you have to separate yourself. Bein B'Kedusha D'Day, Bein B'Kedusha D'Lefnei L'Fnim. Both when there's dam being spritzed in the Heichel, or when there's dam being spritzed in the Kotche Kotchen. Vilu Bein Ulam Mizbeach, Loi Parshi El B'Kedusha D'Heichel, you only have to separate yourself from that area when dam is being spritzed in the Beis HaMikdash. Why doesn't the Braisa bring down this distinction also? On the Rava says the Braisa is really saying it. Shem Prisha Achasi. The Braisa is saying that you have to separate yourself. And there's a general category. What is the general category? When the Avoid is taking place in the Kotche Kotchim, makes no difference which Avoid. You only have to leave from the Heichel. Makes no difference if the Avoid is Tyrus or the Avoid is Hazor. And when the Avoid is taking place in the Heichel, you have to separate yourself not only from the Heichel, but also from the Ulam Lozbeach. Again, no difference what the Avoid is, if the Avoid is Ktairis or the Avoid is Hazor. Omamar, so we learned in this Braisa that just like you have to separate yourself from the Heichel when they do Ktairis, Kach Parsh Mishas Matan Dam, Parakoyin Mashiach, or Parahelm Dovah Shotziver, for Fasir Avodz Kuchovim. That the same din applies. Ask the Gemara Manola, how do we know that indeed the din applies by all of them? Answers the Gemara, Om Rapidas, Asi Kapara Kapara Mi Yom Kippurim. We learn Exer Shor from Yom Kippur. By these Kabbonis, the Torah uses the word Kapara. And by Yom Kippur, the Torah uses the word Kapara. So just like by Yom Kippur, you have to separate yourself from the Beis HaMikdash, so too here. Ask Tosfos, Amud Aleph, why didn't the Braisa also quote that when they did the Hazor of the par or the Chatas Lashem, you also have to separate yourself, which that is indeed the Halacha? Why didn't the Braisa quote that? So Tosfos answers, these Kabbonis, there's only one place that they do Hazor with, only in the Heichel. There's no Hazor in these Kabbonis in the Kotche Kotchen. So the din is very straightforward. The Hazor of these Kabbonis take place in the Heichel, And therefore, one may not be not in the Heichal nor in the Beit Ulam Mizbeach. The dam, on the other hand, of par of the of Yom Kippur is sprinkled both in the Kachi Kachim and in the Heichal. So it begins again a whole discussion. When they're doing it in the Kachi Kachim, you only have to leave the Heichal. When they do it in the Heichal, you have to leave Bein Ulam Mizbeach. So it's much more complicated, so the Braisa avoided talking about it because it involves many more complications. Continues the Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Kelim. It's worth learning the Mishnah. We just don't have the time. The Mishnah Masechta Kelim speaks about Esa Malus, 10 distinct areas in Yerushalayim, with each area being a notch more Kaddosh than the area before. We start with Yerushalayim, then we go to the Har Habayis, then we go to the Chil, then we go to Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Nashim, Ezra's Kahanim, Beit Ulam Lemizbeach, the Ulam, the Heichel. And the Gemara, that's the Mishnah. Whenever you learn that Mishnah, if you learn it well, you have a Shaila, is that Midaraisa or the Rabbanan? If those areas that we make these distinctions, are those Dinam Daraisa or Dinam Darabbanan? And our Gemara is going to focus on two areas. One area is the area of Be'en Ulam Mizbeach and the rest of the Azara. That, as I said, those are considered two separate areas. And our Gemara is going to focus, perhaps, those are two different areas I could prove Midaraisa, different levels of Kedusha. And the Gemara is also going to focus on the area of the Ulam and the Heichal. Are they considered two separate areas of Kedusha, Midaraisa, or not? Says the Gemara. Now we'll try to understand the Gemara. Amar of Acha Bar Ava, Shmamina, after learning the Gemara we just learned, we could perhaps extrapolate Malas Daraisa, that the various areas that are pointed out in the Mishnah Masechta Kelim that have different Kedusha, that's Midaraisa. It's a halacha l'maisa m'sinai. Midaraisa, that they have different levels of Kedusha. Why? If we're going to say that it's only Midrabanon, and therefore the area Bein Ulam Mizbeach and the rest of the Azara is, as I just said, perhaps Midaraisa all one level. So now we need to understand. Mashna Bein Ulam Mizbeach. Why do we say, we explained this on Amun Aleph, that when there's an avoider of Ketoris, or there's an avoider of Hazor taking place in the Heichel, you're not allowed to be in the area between Ulam Mizbeach? Because as we explained, Dilma Mikra V'Aila, we're concerned that the person may accidentally walk into the Beis HaMikdash during those avoiders, which you're not allowed to be there when the avoider is taking place. But if the entire Azara has the same status as the area of Ben Ulam Mizbeach, so then Mikula Azara Nami Nefesh Dima Mikra V'Aila, then we should say that the whole Azara, if it's all one area, should have the same din. Why does the Gemara make a difference between the area of Bein Ulam Mizbeach and the rest of the Azara? It must be because Midaraisa, those two areas have different levels of Kedusha. Says the Gemara, no. It could well be that Midaraisa, those two areas are indeed the same. However, Bein Ulam Mizbeach, in the area Bein Ulam Mizbeach, Kim Deloy Mafsik Midi, there is no obstruction between that area and the Beis HaMikdash. So nobody will realize, and if he's just standing there, he may accidentally, chas v'sholom, walk into the Beis HaMikdash when the avoid is taking place. However, Azara, on the other side of the Mizbeach, so you have something that's a mechitza, that's an obstruction. What? The Mizbeach. So that is the natural mechitza, the natural separation that will keep you in the Azara and not be, and we're not concerned you're going to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. So it's nothing to do because of levels of Kedushin. It's practical consideration. The Ulam Mizbeach, it's too easy, and the Mizbeach, we have a divider. Azara, Kiv and Ikka Mizbeach Achitzen, the Mafsik, which serves as a divider, Minker Milsa, and you will walk in. Says the Gemara, Amarava, but now I'll try to make a different point. Shmamina, we spoke about this a moment ago, that perhaps Kedushas Ulam V'Heichel Chada Milsa, that the area that's the Ulam, which is like that foyer before the Heichel, before the Beis HaMikdash proper, and the Beis HaMikdash themselves, is one level of Kedusha Midaraisa. Why? If you can explain that it's considered two levels, let's understand. Ulam Gufa Gezerah. If we're going to say that the Ulam and the Beis HaMikdash are really two levels, so why are we not allowing somebody to be in the Ulam when there's a void taking place in the Beis HaMikdash? Because we're concerned that he may walk into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Gezerah. So now, we're expanding it and saying that not only in the Ulam may you not be, you're not allowed to even be in the area of Ulam Mizbeach. That would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira, double Gzeira. And we know throughout Shas, the rule is, we don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Ulam Gufan N'Gzeira. V'Nekam V'Nigz Gzeira L'Gzeira. We don't do that. Must be, that the Ulam and the Heichel are really one level of Kedusha. And therefore, with the Raisi, you're not allowed to be in the Ulam. And by Ulam Mizbeach, we make a Gzeira. So Gemara, the proof is not 100%. Why? I'll tell you that the Ulam and the Heichel are not indeed one area. But you know what is one area? The area of the Ulam and the area of Ben Ulam and Mizbeach. So when I made the Gzeir on the Ulam, the area of Ben Ulam and Mizbeach is automatically included because they're one place. Loi, Ulam or Ben Ulam and Mizbeach chad kedushahi, and therefore all fall under one Gzeirah. Heichel and Ulam are shtei kedushas. So we learned every day they use the silver shovel, and today they use the gold shovel. My tama, why only a silver shovel? Says the Gemara, the Torah is worried about Jewish money. So the Noida Behuda, there's a very nice piece of Noida Behuda, says there are two places in the Torah we find that the Kadosh Baruch Hu worries about our money. One is the Halacha that the Torah says that if somebody suspects Kenegan nearly Babayas, that he has a neg in his house. So the din is, it's a Rashi and Chumash, that the Kohen Gadol has to come examine. But says the Pasuk, Ufinu es Abayas, they should take everything out of the house before the Kohen Gadol comes and makes and declares the house Tameh. Explains the Gemara. What are we worried about? If it's the metal utensils, even if the Kohen Gadol, even the Kohen declares the house Tameh, so you'll take them to the mikveh with the Tameh. What are we talking about? Only about the Kli Cheres, which are very inexpensive. But you see that even these cheap Kli Cheres, the Torah is concerned that they shouldn't become Tameh because there's no way to make them tar. The Kli Cheres, Shvirosim, Zatarosim, the only way to make them tar is by destroying them. Then there's another place. The Torah says that when Kli Yisrael complained that they had no water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to take water out of the rock, the Hishka Vespi Iram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll give them to drink and their animals. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're worried about Jewish money, that the animals should also have what to drink. Says the Noida Behuda, what do I need? Two psukim. So he says, each pasuk teaches us a distinct lesson. The pasuk of a Hishka Oysim Vespi Iram, it's a nes, water coming out of a rock. So we see that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even do a nes to preserve Jewish money. But if I only had that pasuk, says the Noida Behuda, when was the nes done? It was done for the Tzibur. All of Klal Yisrael needed water. How do I know that even one Jewish individual's money is so choshev? Ufinu Sabayis, the klicheres of one person, is also important to God. But now the question is, here we say, Hatayr Chasam Amanim Shal Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is worried that we shouldn't spend money. But we also know that the Gemara says many times, Ein Anias V'Makam Ashiris, that everything was done in a grand style. So how do we reconcile those two concepts? A lot of terutzim, I'll say two. One terutz is, it matters how far. Not to use wood utensils, wood vessels, that's embarrassing. So we say, Ein Anias V'Makam Ashiris. Here we're not using wood, we're using silver. Silver is ganz good. To use silver, we say Atar Chasam Manasha Yisrael. But the Tferes Yisrael says a different teretz. The Tferes Yisrael says there is no rule. The Torah left it over to Chazal to decide in every situation which rule to apply. Should we apply the rule of Atar Chasam Manim Shal Yisrael? Should we apply the rule of Ein Aniyas V'Makom Ashiyas? We learned further in the Mishnah, Vayoyim, although usually they used two separate shovels, on Yom Kippur they only used one. Hayoyim, Chayse V'Shalzov Abaya Matnas. He scooped it up with silver, and that was also what he brought in. My Tama, why did he do that? Says the Gemara, Mishum Chosh the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol shouldn't get. We know that Kohen Gadol is tired, and it's Yom Kippur, he's fasting, he's doing a lot of work. We don't want him to get any more tired, and that's why we let him scoop it up. Mefarshim asked, L'halocha. He was saying that the Kohen Gadol scoops up the ash, the coals. The halocha is that on Yontif, you're not allowed to mix coals, because you're causing a fire. So how could he scoop it up? So the answer is that's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. He's not looking for the fire, he's looking for the coal. So it's, at worst, since we pass the malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, is only us from the Rabbanim, ain't shvus b'migdash, and that's why he was allowed to scoop up the coals.